Blog Talk Radio.
It is the Moon, brothers and sisters!
This is a journey into the sound.
The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You've got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the Mercy in the mix.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
Sure, you see, Julie and I have a very
open...
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this. And more.
All right, you guys, we are here for another episode of Grown Folks Business. I am Tweety B. I'm also here with the God Hey Rue. How you doing? Well, maybe he will be here in a second.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. My mute button was stuck.
Okay.
Shit. Yeah, you know, smartphones, the motherfuckers.
Yeah, they ain't smart to a certain extent.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They do what they want to do sometimes. Touchscreens might have been the greatest, not greatest invention. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it come about.
Well, I'm glad to be here on this Friday, Grown Folks Business Follow Friday on Twitter. So make sure you follow myself and the God Hey Rue over there, and also Patrick Boy D. Ham. Make sure you get his follow and follow him also. So,
follow
we have
the boy, man. He got to get his following up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's just getting started. So what you got planned for the weekend?
I don't know, man. I'm looking to get in something adventurous, something exciting, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a opt-in for anything can happen Saturday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You know what I'm saying? It's like whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean,
okay.
Shit. I'm talking about something freaky, fun, and exciting. Something fantastic. Something,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? Out of the ordinary. Something spectacular. Something spankastic. You know what I'm saying? Something explosive. Erotic and all of that. You know what I'm saying? See what I can come up with. You know what I'm saying?
You was a hot mess over there.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the plan, too. Yesterday on the
agenda. I don't know where Country Boy D-Ham is right now. He may be still asleep or he may be busy today. I don't know if he's going to be with us or not, but we're here.
You know he's going to show up, man. The country boy always ride, man.
Well, yeah, he does. He ride with us on every show. We appreciate him over here on Grown Folks Business hosting with us. So we're going to get into some music submissions. Now, you had a couple of submissions that you added to the studio yesterday. I'm not sure exactly who the artists are. Maybe you are. There's a song in here called About That Life featuring Apollo and Phoebe. So, like, who is the original artist?
Yeah, I think I know who that is, man. Let me think.
Yeah, because I loaded the music in here, and it did have the features on there, but it didn't have the actual artist. And I know it probably was attached to your original email. But that part didn't actually get over it. But I did want to get a chance to play their song.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'll figure it out by the time the song go off, man. Y'all say Twitter out or what have you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We can't let anybody feel like they over here, man, being neglected.
That's true. But I did want to play it because we got it over here, and we're going to get into it right now. About That Life featuring Apollo and Weezy. You guys hang on tight. We'll be back for more Grown Folks Business.
Thank you.
really bump that life. You ain't really bump that life. You ain't really bump that life. Count that up, count that twice.
Double count.
You ain't really bump that life. You ain't really bump that life.
Stop flexing.
You ain't really bump that life. She down to fuck with that tonight. Is you private? Is you private?
Is you
private? Is you private? You private? Is you private? You private? Bitch, I got it. You private? You ain't really bump that life.
You ain't had a whole bag.
Whole thing.
Roll run. Got a baby in the bag. Got my money out the trap.
Put the strap.
Never crash, I'm about to cash. I like my money fast, I keep that fast.
Chasing the check, I won't respect your bitch giving me neck. Passenger seat at the vet, my whole team gon' fucking flex till our very last breath. You can believe that's a bet. You don't wanna be in debt, so you better have my bread. Or I'm loading up the leg. Come to where you lay your head. I see you made your fucking bed. Should've listened to what I said. Wanna be a hardhead instead. Now your t-shirt is all red. Nigga, you dead.
You ain't really bump that life. You ain't really bump that life. You ain't really bump that life. Count that up, count that twice.
Double count it.
You ain't really bump that life. You ain't really bump that life. You ain't really bump that life. She down to fuck with that tonight.
No today and tomorrow. Roll runner running up a couple hundred miles. Running up a couple $100. If you buy me, You can follow. No, don't for the rounds is hollow. When the same is in the air, bitch, I'm about my paper.
Is you bout it? You bout it?
Is you bout it?
Is you bout it? You bout it? Is you bout it? You bout it? Bitch, I bout it. You bout it? You ain't really bout that life.
All my niggas bout that life. Price on your head like lights. Pull the hammer, won't think twice. Set your ass up like a heist. My mouthpiece is so nice. Bitch, don't speak, I'm not polite. Talking money, then I might. Like the L, I just took flight. See your chick, she chose that sight. So you know I laid the pipe. Now a nigga wanna fight. Roll the dice, gamble with his life. Now he up with Christ. Made his ass a sacrifice. Pussy nigga ain't about that life.
Guys, we are back, and that was about that life. And
that was at JEFENAWF. You can follow him over there on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah, that was something. You know what I'm saying? Guess we could kick the first topic off on that note. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about loyalty? What does loyalty mean to you?
To me, loyalty is everything. For me, it's probably higher on a Richter scale than love. I'm a more loyal than loving person. So I think if you have a loyal person on your team, then you're more likely to succeed at whatever, you know, your goal is. Because I think love is overrated. People say I love you all the time, but it's like it's just a word to say, but with no action behind it. And the word is actually a verb, but you have to show some type of, you know, with it. So for me, loyalty is everything. If you don't have that, and we probably don't have no type of relationship or, you know, friendship or nothing. So,
exactly.
That's what it means. And D-Ham is here now. I'm going to pull someone in here. Hey, D-Ham, what's happening?
Hey, what's going
what's
on?
Country,
what's
boy?
Going on? What's going
I
on? Sorry for
earlier,
my.
Man,
oh no, man, I'm sorry for my tardiness, man. But I had to go up to the school. Kids thinking it's a game, and it ain't a game. So you know, I try to let
that's
them know. I don't really don't like embarrassing my kids at school. But when you out of line, you out of line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
the name of the show is Grown Folks Business. That's Grown Folks Business.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm talking about,
so,
you know what I'm saying? I'm a real parent. I go handle mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing parent.
Oh, no, that's right.
Parenting.
Well,
yeah.
They probably want to see a dad come up there anyway. It's probably rare.
Huh?
It's probably rare that a father comes up there anyway.
Anyway.
So they probably
yeah.
glad to see you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
Most of the dads down here, they already posted up under the tree drinking.
Oh, wow.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. I hope they retire.
I mean, they come like, well, most of them own their own businesses, and I know one of them for sure, he won the lottery. He hit 17 mil.
He can do that there. He earned that. Yes,
you know what
he earned that scratch off. Yeah.
He got that, man. He got that.
So,
yeah.
Young country boy, man, the topic this morning, man, is how do you feel about loyalty, man? What does loyalty mean to you?
Well, you know, loyalty to me, man, I try to live my life by loyalty, man. You know, so I try to live a part of my life by loyalty, man. Loyalty is a big, important thing to me because all that is wrapped up in that loyalty. You know what I'm saying? I got to know, I got to be able to trust you. If I put something in your hand, you know what I'm saying? If I come to you and say, hey, man, I ain't going to be able to be at the office today. I need you to go up there and handle everything, the money, everything. Can you do that? And I got to know I can trust you. That's that loyalty to you. Loyalty to me is like if you come to my house and you leave me a briefcase and I don't know what's in it, you tell me don't open it. It could be full of whatever. You say don't open it. D, don't open it. Just can you hold it for me? I got you. I don't know what's in it. I tell you, I trust and believe that you ain't going to give me nothing that's going to get me in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Surprise, motherfucker.
For real.
You know
real.
What I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, loyalty is a real, it's a real fine thing with me because, you know, I take it real serious. I try to be the most loyal person that I can be. You know what I'm saying? So I don't expect nobody to be loyal to me and I'm not loyal to them.
Exactly.
You know, so that's how I live. Oh. Yeah, that's me.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, Rue, now the question is on you. What does loyalty mean to you?
I mean, you know what I'm saying. Loyalty is like the foundation, man, of any type of relationship that you have with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Even business. I mean, I don't expect you to be loyal in all aspects, but I expect you to be loyal to the transaction that we transpired and we sit down and we write up a contract. I expect you to stick to that, stick by that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Loyalty is like it's broad and it's as varied as love. You know what I'm saying? Because people misuse love. People misuse loyalty. They use those words and don't understand that they are situational. They are a relative. It's like when I say love, it doesn't mean in love. Like some women are offended by a man saying that he loves another woman in any type of way that's not his family. Or some men are jealous of the same thing. A woman said, that's my nigga, I love him, or that's my homeboy, I love him, or that's my friend, I love him. And people don't understand that there are a variety of different types of love. I got dudes. They my niggas, we've been there from the dirt. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, hey, you know, we come together, man, like, you know what I'm saying, like spit on a hot sidewalk or something, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's just us. You know what I'm saying? I love them niggas. They've been there for me all the time. I got square friends. Never committed a crime, never did no dirt with me. Met him in school, and we've been friends forever. But loyalty to me is not like I think it's parallel. Love and loyalty, they not blind. They got 20/20 vision. They honest. You know what I'm saying? Loyalty has a variety of things that make it work. It's communication, respect. The reason I brought up the topic of loyalty is I've been noticing lately it's been a lot of, like, collabs. That's like, you can tell it's like, this dude homeboy, he part of the clique. You know, we've been around for a little while. We remember them rap groups that came out that always the music be flowing. Then that one dude come in and be like, and I'm just going to say my piece and spit my shit because I'm the baddest nigga in the clique. He like, hey, homeboy. Oh, can't you play a tambourine or something, man? Just stand in the back, man. You know? You see them, that's why I say when you watch them old school videos, them old dudes back in the 70s, they had their homeboy back there. That nigga was back there playing a tambourine. You know, he didn't have no microphone or nothing. He just was banging the tambourine against his hand. You know what I'm saying? With no microphone. You didn't even hear him, like, really on the real song. Like when they played the 45s or whatever the fuck it was. You know what I'm saying? I think that loyalty is like, loyalty in business has to have a different, it has to have a different little twist to it. Because I feel like D just said about the thing. If I'm still in the streets and you got a family and you not in the streets no more, loyalty has to have a different perspective because you have to say, you can trust me not to give you nothing that's going to get you in trouble, but you, because I'm in the streets, you got to ask. And it's fucked up that you got to ask, but you got to ask. You got to like my nigga. I ain't going to go in it, but is it dirty or is it hot? The nigga say, oh, yeah, it's hot, man. Then I know it's like I got a choice to say, well, I can't do that right now. I got my wife and kids in this house. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, is it hot? Or like, all right, man, I'm going to put it somewhere else so I could have an option. You know what I'm saying? People take loyalty for joke. You know, it's like if you my nigga, then I can, you know, come pick you up and take you somewhere and do dirt in a car with your name, license, and registration on this shit because that's what loyalty do. So the whole thing about it is sometimes loyalty got to be defined the same way love in a relationship got to be defined. If I say I love you, don't break up with your dude thinking we going to run off together or something. That just mean I love you. We friends. I love you. You know what I'm saying? Don't mean I'm in love with you. You know, so it's like I just, my perspective, man, it was kind of like, the question was kind of motivated by, you know, a track I just heard, man. You know, dude was doing his little thing, man, and sometimes the collabs don't always be, find a polite, well-suited. You know what I'm saying? They don't be well-suited. Sometimes they don't go together, you know what I'm saying? Go back to the Master P. The Master P collaboration, like a Mystical and Mia X. You know what I'm saying? You got a slow flow mixed with a maniac. You know what I'm saying? It just don't go together sometimes. And then sometimes the dude flow just be garbage. It's not that it don't sink. It's just it's garbage. And sometimes you got to be loyal enough to say, look, my nigga, why don't you stick to the business side stick to the business side of... You know what I'm saying? Our thing. Why don't you handle the business? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You do the meetings and shit. You know what I'm saying? And
but see,
go ahead, y'all. Go ahead, man. Because
You know with Master P, though, you got to come in ready, man. Because that he only gonna do it one time. He in and out. You know what I'm saying? I read that about him. He said, man, we going in there one time and we coming out. If you fuck up, it's going on there. It's going to be on the CD, man. Your best up is going to be on the CD. And I heard it because Snoop Dogg messed up on the song. And they let it go through.
Well, I understand that because, see, it's a difference when you go into the studio playing. And then when you go into the studio and they charge you $200-$300 an hour, I don't give a damn. Well, you better have that shit right when you get up in here because when you get to that point, it ain't playing no more. It's about work and a true you don't even got to the stage where you're going to be on the track with somebody like that. You better be ready when you go to the studio. Because they're not going to pay that money for you to take one, take two, take three. Hold up, man, take it back. Let me do it one more time. Oh, no. Hell no. you can perform or you can't.
You don't get no retakes on the stage.
You ain't going to get no retakes.
I'm just saying, man, it's like, you know that, so I think loyalty got to have a, you know, a nice healthy dose of honesty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like a real
healthy
dose of honesty, man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I don't know about to need no I don't really need no cheerleaders. I need somebody to, you know, pull my coattail when it look like it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what's going on with that situation?
Yeah.
Them type
and then
I
think, yeah,
people
one of your other homes.
Thing I say, and everything is great, because everything ain't great. Everything that I do is not, everything that I say is not great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those type of deals. But I kind of wanted to branch off a little bit and into some, like, serious stuff that's going on in the world. And Heyru kind of touched on it last night. We were talking about Nathan Deal and this bill that he signed about being able to carry weapons, you know, well, actually expanding, you know, how you can carry weapons in school and church and other places like that. So I kind of wanted to get y'all ideas about what you think about that. You know, how do you feel like it's going to affect the communities now? I'm going to start with you, Heyru, since you brought it up last night. What do you think this, how do you think this is going to affect it?
I mean, you know, I'm a gun right activist, man, because even though I'm a street dude, I can honestly say, man, that you know what I'm saying. It's like changing gun laws, they don't affect criminals. They don't affect dudes that's going to break in somebody's house, break in a store, or do whatever they got to do and steal a gun. They're not going to affect people who, the law is not going to change. If they repealed it and overturned it, it's not going to affect street dudes. It's not going to affect dudes looking to do dirt. You see what I'm saying? I understand everybody's fear. Everybody is fearing another, you know what I'm saying, Florida situation. You know, I don't want to keep harping saying the young brother name and saying, you know, this crazy dude name or nothing, man, and keep talking about it. You know what I'm saying? But everybody is fearing that. When the reality is, man, is I think that it's going to have more of a less, it's going to affect crime more. Because like I said on my show last night, I don't think a dude is going to be so quick to run up in a liquor store and try to rob the liquor store if he got to worry about the person buying milk having the strap. You know what I'm saying? Or the person sitting out in the car waiting for their wife to come out with the milk or the baby formula or whatever, you know what I'm saying, having a gun on him in the car. I don't think people are going to be so willing to jump out their car and try to snatch a lady purse or do some wrong to somebody if somebody got a gun. You know what I'm saying? Now, they did include in there, if you're a store owner, that's private property. Anybody with private property can opt out of the law. You can say, I don't want them in here with it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really feel like it's going to be no drastic change because they've always, like, you know what I'm saying, had that right in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Some states have maintained it. It's like that in Texas. A lot of places where they have that law, it's not a bunch of bad stuff happening. You know, I mean, it's like it's kind of a warning. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, it's going to go bad for some people. Go ahead.
I can understand some of the parents as far as in the schools are concerned because it's already bad enough that people bring them in from the outside. But now you go to arming all the teachers, the principal, the janitor, everybody got a pill. Now, you might well just say everybody get out there in the middle of the hallway and do it like they used to do it, and just whoever the quicker draw, because everybody got a pistol. In that situation, I don't feel like it's so great to have so many weapons around them babies. Now, that's my only thing with that, because it's already bad if you got somebody coming in with AKs, but if you already got them in there in the locker or in the drawer,
then
that's a whole
nother law. In the law, they actually said the school district can opt out. If the parents approach the school board of a school district and say that we do not want this in our school, the school can say it's not going to be in this district. But another district can have them in their school. It's on the school board to make a decision. They have all the power in that. However, I will ask this question.
It's okay to say if you're going to do it as far as schools is concerned, have an armed officer or armed, you you know, security inside or, you know, the building. That would be okay with me. But I ain't saying let everybody have no gun at school. Teachers and everybody, I ain't saying that. I ain't agreeing with that.
Everybody don't know how to shoot a weapon. I mean, I wonder about some of them school shootings, man. What the loss of life would have been if the teachers would have had a right to have a gun. I'm real curious about that. Columbine, this recent school shooting, this dude's just walking through the hallway on a rampage. Teacher gave her life. She got between her kids and the shooter, and he killed her because she approached him trying to get the gun, trying to tell him don't shoot her kids. You know what I'm saying? If she had a gun, it's like it could have been different. You know, I'm not advocating that they have them in the schools because I understand that wherever there's a gun, there's a possibility for somebody else to get a hold of that gun. So I understand where you're coming from with that. I feel like it should have to be some type of course or some type of something in order to do that. There should have to be, if you have it in the school, it should have to, some kind of alarm should have to sound and some type of code announced over the speaker or whatever for them to be able to, like, draw that weapon or have that weapon out. But just having it in the classroom, it's a danger. Having it in your home is a danger. So, I mean, I really understand what you learn having any type of weapon around small children. I mean, you know, we keep the knife drawers locked. The butcher knives ain't out where they can just reach up and pull them out or nothing like that. But it's dangerous. I mean, I understand, man. I'm curious what the country boy, because I know he fish and hunt, how he feel about it.
Hey, man, you know, man, I'm on my way to go fishing right now. So, you know, my view on that is we have to understand that it ain't the gun that do the killing. You know what I'm saying? It's the person that's holding the gun, because the gun ain't got a grudge against nobody. You know what I'm saying? That bullet, if a person just, look, you got out here, you, some of these families, they teach their kids all at young ages how to aim and shoot. You know what I'm saying? That's what they teach them. Their parents is teaching them. You know, the dad, that's what the dad is, what he do. He take his kid out, you know, we're going to teach you how to shoot, you know, and the excuse is, you know, I'm going to teach you how to shoot deers and stuff, okay? But I'm 9 years old. I'm 9 years old. I don't need to know how to shoot a deer. You know what I'm saying? I'm 9. I need to be knowing how to play, do some, interact with other kids and all that stuff. But, you know, you got to understand, like, I see a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm from the city. I'm from the city, but I'm out in the country right now, and I've been out in the country for the last 5 years. So, you know, I see both worlds, you know. I'm like, hey, Ru, I really don't see a big change that happened because people walk around with guns anyway. We just don't know it. People ride around with guns anyway. We just don't know it. You know what I'm saying? Now they giving them the right to do it. That's all they doing. I mean, I don't think they making it no better or no worse. It's going to be how it is. You know, if they gave the law or not, it was still going to be how it was going to be.
Yeah.
But now they giving crazy people, if the law is passed, you have to understand the type of person that you are giving this grant to carry a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be sane people carrying guns, but it's going to be some unsane people carrying guns too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hope they really thought about it.
That's one of the
I hope they really thought about it.
It goes into effect July the 1st, and one of the clauses that have people so up in arms, second to Tweety B's concern about guns in the school, is the fact that the police can no longer hold somebody or detain a person simply for the fact of attempting to verify a valid gun permit. It's like you can't stop somebody and just have them, like, on the car for 15, 20 minutes running them and all of this just to try to verify that they have a gun permit. You know what I'm saying? You have to have them on some other car. It has to be some other cause other than seeing them with a weapon, and they have a right to carry it displayed, like on their hip. It's not concealed, it's on their hip for everybody to see, just like the cowboy days, strap down holster, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a great concern, man. You know, I mean, it's pros and cons to it, you know what I mean? It's like, even as a person who advocates, man, you know what I'm saying, it's the, I believe, the Second Amendment. know, the right to bear arms. I mean, I'm a firm believer, man, in the right of it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, if just a second, unless you got a topic, because it's kind of on you, country boy. I had wanted to ask you when you said at 9 years old you don't feel that you should be out learning to hunt. Like, why do you feel that way?
Well, I mean, my view on it is this: a 9 year old. I mean, because you never know. Okay, he gets. Let's just say, okay, I teach my 9 year old. I got a 9 year old. I have a 9 year old. I teach her how to go out here, shoot guns, and introduce her to this all different types of guns. You know what I'm saying? Who's to say what she's going to do with that knowledge? You know what I'm saying? At 9 years old, because she really don't, I mean, it depends on the type of parent, and the type of parent, when I say that, is the type of parents I'm talking about, you know, they drink all day. You know, they don't really care. They doing it, they don't have, it's not a goal to teach their kids how to protect themselves. It's pretty much teaching their kids how to go out and kill. Now, like, again, like I told the young man, that's strictly my opinion, Harry. I mean, you know, I could be wrong about it, but, you know, it's just my view and my opinion on it. I just think a 9-year-old don't really need to know how to shoot a gun, in my views, because you give a kid a gun, he might accidentally shoot somebody.
Understand this, right? Whatever you believe, and whatever your opinion is, to me personally, you 100% right to you, and you're entitled to that. I don't have to agree with it. You don't have to agree with me, but you're 100% right. The reason I asked that was because me and Tweety B had this discussion a lot, and it's like, in this country, there is no, like, there are no rituals, especially for our people. There are no rituals. There are no manhood rituals, no womanhood rituals. You know, the Jews, they have a bar mitzvah. You know, the Mexicans, they had a quinceañera and all of this. You know what I'm saying? When you go from these little things that say that you are now an adult or whatever, or now that you have become a man or whatever. But it's like in the community, we no longer have these things where if, like, survival, you say, I'll never need to know how to, I don't need to know how to hunt a deer. Man, it's we in trying times right now. You know, they have systematically created laws, introduced legislation, and introduced philosophies that have slowly but surely taken away all of those things that would allow us as human beings to be self-sufficient. You know what I'm saying? They have made farming not be a great thing. They want to do away with hunting. So if the power go out, how are we going to eat? We going to be at somebody's house trying to shoot up all their cows. We going to be, you know what I'm saying, at somebody's place trying to slaughter their pig. We don't know nothing about farming, so we're going to go to somebody's farm and snatch stuff up at the roots. And so when we pass through, ain't nothing going to be left. Nothing going to be able to grow because we done picked and plucked stuff in a way that, you know what I'm saying, it ruined the earth. So it's like I say that teaching children how to hunt, you also have a responsibility to teach them gun safety. You have a responsibility to teach them as parents what hunting is for. You know what I'm saying? Not just going out killing animals, but the hunting, cooking, and skinning, and cleaning of the food, and, you know, being thankful, man, to the earth for providing us with sustenance, man, or to God for providing us with creatures and sustenance that allow us to eat and survive. But, I mean, I feel like we don't teach our children enough about survival and enough about being self-sufficient. You know what I'm saying? We got 30-year-old kids nowadays, man. You know what I'm saying? Dude's 40. Still on their mama phone plan, living at the house, or living with whichever, you know, chick he can find that he's sleeping with at the time. So I'm a great advocate, man, of anything that is, you know, teaching the kids. I don't advocate a grown man going out drunk shooting, but I believe that you should teach your children, man. I believe women should be, young girls should be taught to be women, taught to be mothers. They should also learn how to do stuff that men do, because I believe in equality. We live in a time where, you know what I'm saying, women are equal and capable as men in the majority of things. Some things they can't do that men can do. They can't lift some of the stuff that a man can lift. without equipment, but I mean, they technology allows that even now. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just some stuff. But there are no rituals. I mean, you got little girls with babies that don't even know nothing about their own menstruation period.
That's
so,
the ritual. Just had a baby, they grown. That's the ritual in America.
Yeah, but
yeah, you grown. That's
and
how
I mean,
it goes.
It's like,
yeah.
You look at some cultures, man, you're not even allowed to have a child in the community unless you have passed through manhood ritual. I watched a video about a little boy, man, in a thing. He had already learned how to hunt, do all the other man stuff. But the final thing was they took him into a corral-like thing. His family was there next to him with all of their stuff packed. They circumcised this little boy in front of the whole village. With his little future wife watching and her family, if the little boy cried out or made a sound, his whole family was banished from the village. And the little boy sit there and took that shit. Here, I cry.
Hmm.
Tears streamed out my face watching this stuff, man. But these are things, man, that took place in cultures before America made everything, like, you know, civilized, as they call it, really soft. I mean, it's like why other countries really don't respect us, because Americans are soft. We have, like, high, extreme levels of, what they call that, when you feel like, you know what I'm saying, people owe you stuff, man. We feel like everybody owe us stuff. You know what I'm saying? We have a false sense of entitlement. We feel like we should be able to just get stuff, you know. You sit up with one of your homeboys. This Negro hasn't even graduated from high school or tried to get a GED. And you say, man, we need to look through this paper and try to get us some jobs. He looking for what's the highest paid thing. You know what I'm saying? What's a CNA, man? You know what I'm saying? They pay pretty good, man. I might have to go pop for that.
CNA. Yeah.
You know, what's a CEO? You know, I'm a boss, my nigga. I could do that, man. Okay, what do you know about General Motors, man? What do you know about cars? What do you know about business contracts? Don't know nothing, man. They just want to be. And they don't want to go through the stuff, man. It's like the kind of dude that they like boil eggs because they want to eat eggs, but they don't, you know what I'm saying? And then even when they do it, they sitting there going like, man, complaining about having to shell the egg. We live in the
but they want a boiled egg.
Yeah, they want egg. They really want scrambled or omelet or something. But they don't want to have to break the egg open.
Yeah, they don't want to do
trouble.
All that work. Lazy.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, man. It's like when you said that, I thought about it because you know you and Tweety B, y'all on the show, y'all kind of discuss like you know the camps and the you know the power going off and the computers and being in the dark and what you gonna do. It's like if you don't teach your kids to hunt, if you don't teach your kids to farm, if you don't teach your kids the things that they need to know, man, it's like, hey, they may be on their own, man. You know what I'm saying? People, that little movie, Wolverines, they made a new grade version of it. I don't watch both of them, man. Them young kids, man, they parents had taught them about hunting and stuff, man, and they stood up to the people. You know what I'm saying? They stood up to the, in the beginning, it was the Cubans and the Russians, you know, they made it somebody else in the new movie. But what I'm saying is, man, is we really need to teach our children, man. I mean, you know, we got babies having babies, man, that don't even know how to take care of their babies, you know. So kids is growing up. They not being raised. They not being parented, you know. As a matter of fact, I meant to say it earlier. I want to salute you for going down to the school, man, because, you know, that's the kind of shit I'm on, you know. I'll be wanting to talk to the teachers, you know.
Yeah.
My little girl tell me her math teacher is cute. Or he handsome or something like that. I want to go down there and check him out, see if he thinks she cute. See what kind of dude you is. Slide through here, see what's up with this school, see what kind of people work here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, hey, man, I got, in them urban communities, it's like, man, we could live right across the street from each other and go to different elementary schools. You know what I'm saying? But they had an elementary school down here, man. A teacher had been there for 20 years, man, and he's been molesting kids for 20-some years, you know, 20-some years.
Yeah.
With generations. I mean, he molested kids and then molested their kids. You
That's
know what
awful.
I'm saying? So it's like you have to actually go down there, man, and check stuff out. You know, I don't get that. You sit here and talk for 20 minutes, man, asking your weed man a million questions about where he get the weed from, you know, what kind it is,
man,
and all of this.
You
drop your kid off at a school, man, with a bunch of adults, and you don't know who the hell they is.
None of them.
You know, so I'm an advocate, man, of, you know what I'm saying, of raising your kids, teaching your kids. You know, but, you know, I done got to rambling, and it's Follow Friday, man, so I know Tweety B got some music or something over there before she be telling me to shut the hell up.
I'm going to get into some music, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about some of these kids and some of this just in need of having some good parenting skills and really talking to your children about real-life situations, things that are going on in the world, and how to conduct themselves when you're out in public amongst other adults. So we're going to play some of this, the Reds featuring Honey Cocaine. We'll be back in just a minute for the second half of Grown Folks Business. Hang on tight.
Whoop.
I got a few surprises for you too, baby.
Come through well equipped with the snub, stick in the mud, cause you little niggas are stuck. Says you wanna blow, cause you put her lips on my blunt. Now she wanna try something different to suck. Yeah, yeah, I'm right up in the booth, begin to speed out. I'm finna be out like I want more fighting in the womb. Just call myself a punchline king. Fucking punchlines like a one-night fling. Never going back like it's a one-time thing. Had a black car waiting for what the sunshine brings. Isn't too hot? Nah, let's not pretend to be. Give her Hennessy, cause you ride on your enemies. Shine bright like a diamond, looking for some limelight in the horizon. Bitch think I rhyme tight, she ain't lying. That's why my long pipe been
a hymen. I fuck shit up, then I take y'all bitch. Cause I come through, I fuck shit up.
Crazy enough to try this shit. She might polish cause her size flown it. Hydraulic, so I let her low ride this chick. Whether you like it or not, D-E-R-E-Z, only like a sign on the box. I got a package for you, bitch, make a sign on the box. Slide in the twat, throw it west side when I shot her club up. Nigga, what's up? The exit in the porn, shut the fuck up. I gone door, she gon' drop that there. Like my album Push Back, you'll get dropped that year, nigga. Now you gotta get it. If your bitch not bad and she not a victim, I'ma holler but won't call a nigga. And I'm out in this bitch like a bad father figure.
Cause I come through, I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch. Cause I come through, I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch. I fuck shit up. I fuck shit up. I fuck shit up.
Nigga. don't even want the digits grown chicks, I know they with it. They splendid dough to get it, I met 2 million magic city. She was shaking as a titty, say she tripping the players with it. I ain't tripping, I'm steady tipping, making it rain, 150, fuck them lanes, I'm doing my thing. Ladies loving this country slang, hit the club, by the bar, everybody asking who we are. Forty auto, foreign cars, I'm so hot, I'm burning up, raining off, turn it up, going so hard, don't give a fuck. Turn phone, double cup, two barbies, gonna fuck. I'm looking for a bad chick when I hit the club. I'm looking for a bad chick when I hit the club. Don't get mad cause these ladies showing a nigga love. Don't get mad cause these ladies showing a nigga love. I'm looking for a bad chick.
she love me, she love me.
I want you to grab your lady by the hand and take her to the dance floor and show her how special she is. It's one for you, baby. It's one of those love things, you know what I'm saying? When you're all in love and you love that woman, and you want to show that woman, and you want to make her feel special. But this is the song to do it to, baby. Come on. Get her off in the heat of the moment. Pick her up when she's feeling down. Make her smile like you need that woman. No room for a smirk or frown. Romantic dinners with her. Yeah, and it does y'all too. No time like being alone to set that perfect mood. Show her love with a night on the town. Give her over when you're setting her down. Play a little bit something slow and sexy to make her feel aroused. Conversation strong tonight. And she in your arms tonight. Just pull her real close and hold her tight. Thank God that she in your life. Love a man, not a loving and leaving type of dude that bounce like a rubber band. She got her heart all wrapped in it, in love in what she feels. Don't play no game with the woman, heart and mind, cause she's so for real. Real men that grown in the game, put away all childish things. Tip a glass and toast to the good life, make it happen with a diamond ring. Lady, if your man ain't perfect, make sure that he really is worth it. Pick him up and dust him off, in the long run, it'll be truly worth it. Only God is perfect, baby. Everybody deserve a chance. Open heart forgives when it hurt, it'll heal in time, cause God in the plan. Never take a granting, no. You can even say that drama. Treat it like a queen on the throne, how you want another nigga to treat your mama. All the tenderonis in the world. This song out special, girl. Put it on with your man, so dance, hold hands, and let your love unfurl. Take a time out to see that I love you more often than you really do. Make sure it's on a regular basis. Keep it burning that strong like glue. All the men will arrive in the meantime. Be considerate and see it from both sides. Work it out, no room for error. When the progress coming from both minds. Keep it cool, don't stress about small things. Find a way to make the sunshine always. No doubt it's a challenge on the home front. Keeping peace to the mix on the home front. Making love, not war, that's the best you can get from the home front.
All right, we back. I guess my co-host stepped away, so it's just me, D, Country Boy.
We here.
Oh, okay.
We here. You know how blogs do, they do their thing when they get ready, pause, stop, rewind, take it back. Echo.
Oh, you know, I was going to hold it down. I was going to hold it down until y'all came on in, you know.
Okay.
Oh, we here.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Y'all wanted to get our Follow Friday tweet music and everything out. So we got all those artists out that we played on Twitter. So you guys make sure you follow them. And we do have callers on the line. If you guys want to come in and get in on any of the discussions that we're having, all you have to do is press the one button. Let us know you want to talk about a subject or you have a topic matter that you want to get into. But the thing that I wanted to talk about now, guys, was this. I would like to know who made it popular for adults. I don't care if it's your niece, nephew, cousin, your little neighbor, kid, live down the street, whatever. What is it in your mind that makes you feel like it's cute to record a child being disorderly, disrespectful, words coming out of their mouths that I didn't even know until, you know, way, way, way past 4 or 5 years old because people didn't cuss around me, you know, like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they record these kids. I saw one today with these kids on there, and this little boy was just cussing like beyond belief. Like, I could not believe he knew those type of cuss words, and he was making sense with the sentences he was saying with the cuss words, so I know he used to hearing it a lot. But my thing is, okay, it's wrong for a child to be, you know, disorderly and in that manner, but what is wrong with the adults that want to record it and put it online and make people think it's cute or get likes or whatever they're trying to get out of it, that part of it? I was wondering, and I wanted to raise a question to you guys. Like, I know you two personally, and I know you would never record your kids being disorderly and put it on Facebook to get likes or put it on, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, how do you feel about these parents or these adults that's doing this? Like, what type of message do we need to send out to them to let them know that this is not cool?
Well, you know, I would say that it would have something to do with how they was brought up, but you know, if you look at the video, the parents on there, they are older parents, so I can't say that. It ain't these young kids with the kids is doing it. It's older parents doing it. So
right.
I mean, I don't know where they might be at. They smoking or whatever type of drugs they own, they need to leave them alone when they thinking that it's cute to do that type of thing. That's the only thing I can think of. They got to be some type of, they got to be on something.
Yeah.
They got to be on something for that. I mean, because like you said, that is something, I would never do that. I don't even tolerate you on or off camera talking like that.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? You know
on off camera.
On off camera. I don't tolerate it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand their motive or what they trying to gain or what they personal vendetta toward. Because there's got to be a vendetta toward their kids, man. That's how I feel about it. It's a parent with a vendetta toward their child. You know, some parents get mad because they had kids. And nobody tell you to lay up there and make the baby. It ain't the baby fault. But some parents get mad. You know, they get mad they had kids. So I don't know, man. You know, see what the guy got to say about that one.
I mean, I think that, you know, the three of us pretty much like on the same page. I mean, we differ on a lot of things. I think when it comes down to parenting, we will be hoping that ain't nobody record once we heard them kind of words coming up out of our child's mouth. You know, not the recording. But I think that, man, it's I think the same thing that make them do that make women sit on their sink, man, with they, you know, in their underwear, and, you know what I'm saying, stand up in their bathtub or lay on their bed and post pictures. I think it's like, you know, everybody is addicted to the internet gas, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is, like, hyped up on likes and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, gigged up on comments. So
yeah.
we have become involved with a society, man, that is so excited by retweets and, you know what I'm saying, and likes and comments and follows and shit, you know what I'm saying, and favorites, that these are the type of things that we do, man. I mean, it's like, it doesn't matter, man. People want attention. They don't even care if it's for behaving nicely or behaving badly, man. I mean, it's no different than the people who pour these crazy-ass fights. And it's like, man, you know, we say stuff like, what kind of message are we sending to them? I mean, I still say, you know, when you watch the video, you're sending a positive message to them. You're sending, like, this is the thing to do. If you're not watching it and commenting, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What kind of sick bastard are you? Like, man, do you really think this is appropriate for you to be doing with your child? If you're not commenting, you're simply liking the video, or you're simply watching it a gang of times and sharing it with people. Even if you're sharing it saying, you know, look at this bullshit, man, they really wrong with this. Everybody is watching it, so it's getting a bunch of views, and it's popular, and shit is trending. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the internet has opened up a door that is really Pandora's box. I mean, it's like you never know what's going to come up out of there, man. I mean, there's all kind of shit lurking in there, man, from perverts, child predators, murderers, kidnappers, you know what I'm saying, cowards, you know, impersonators, everything, man, you know what I'm saying? Because on the internet, online, you can be whoever you want to be. You can steal another person's picture. You can put your own picture. And you can be as brave and as bold, as financially stable or unstable, as mentally stable mm-hmm. or unstable, as tough gangster or soft or sweet kind as you want to be online. And I think, man, that the biggest thing is that we have embraced this. And we have embraced it to such an extent that we no longer, as human beings, feel protective of our children. You know, parents always talk about, I'm so outraged. My daughter is posting these pictures online, and my daughter is doing this stuff. What are you doing in your home? You know, how many men have your daughter met, you know what I'm saying, throughout her growing up? You know, how many men that you have dated, one date, two dates, and they met your child? You know what I'm saying? It's no need for a lot of this. You know what I'm saying? It's no need for a lot of this stuff. So, you know, when you start talking about stuff dealing with kids, man, I mean, and talking about what's wrong with the parents, it's not just that. It's what's wrong with the society. It touches back on what I was saying before the break. I mean, it's like, it's the society. It's society. People see stuff wrong with it, but, I mean, we are so desensitized to it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, I don't knock the game. They excite and they fun. But people not raising their kids, they not talking to them about the games. They not, you know, that's fake, right? That's not really real. Snatching people's heads off and drop kicking and all of this stuff. How did that make you feel? What do you think about when you're doing this? You know what I'm saying? You know that's not something you should do in real life. You know, stealing people's cars and shooting, you know, police and doing all this. That's not really exciting. You know what I'm saying? Let me go over to this site and show you what really happened. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about no scared straight video. We talking about just some regular dudes sitting in the penitentiary, man, you know, being miserable. You know, you can't go to the icebox, man, and open it up and sit there for 5-10 minutes and pick out something. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, man. I think it's the society, man. I mean, we allow our children, man, like I said earlier about the school. You know, we question our bud, man, 1,000 times, man, about what's in this. This kind of joke, why is this joke? You know what I'm saying? It's like telling you that bother you, like, man, that's a lot of buds in there. What's that? It's a little discoloration. What's going on with that? And we ask all these millions and trillions of questions. We, you know, chicks go down there and ask the hair people, you know, where did this come from? Is this Asian hair, Persian hair, Indian hair? What kind of hair is this? You know, what did they dye it with? What they color? How long? And they ask all these questions about this stuff, man, but they don't ask the teachers that they drop their kids off to school with. They don't think that, you know, people not, Michelle Obama, because she says she don't allow her kids on the internet. I mean, man, would you really allow your daughter just to talk to, drop her off in a bus station and let her talk to everybody that passed by? Because the internet is like a worldwide bus station. People passing through. with all kind of issues and difficulties and shit, shaping and framing your child. The first time she say, fuck you, bitch, you ain't shit, no ratchet asshole, and her friends come over there and say, tell that bitch, blah, 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 blah. Now your daughter has become a person who calls another woman ratchet. Was on the phone with my cousin the other day. Some chick was sitting out on the porch, big fat chick. You know what I'm saying? And she's sitting there saying, look at your nasty-ass daughter. Little girl, 14 years old. You know what I'm saying? Look at that little nasty-ass little girl. Look at that dusty little child. This chick sitting on the porch weighing 400 pounds. But she's sitting there talking shit. And when somebody say, what you sitting up there talking? I've been sitting here for 7 years. Can't nobody tell. So for 7 years, she's been sitting there. And ain't nobody walked up, dragged her ass off that porch, and beat the shit out of her ass, or walked up here and talked to her real serious in a professional adult manner to let her know that you're not going to call my child nasty, and you're not going to disrespect the neighborhood children in this fashion. So it's like, man, it's the gas, man. It's the gas. Everybody hyped up off the gas. I mean, how many chicks you see that you grew up with, man, that, like, they Facebook page start lighting up because they putting these kind of pictures. They start dressing like that in real life, and you're looking at it going like, girl, them angles on Facebook and you know, and Photo Bucket and Photoshop, they don't work in real life. You know, you got on this stuff, and your stuff hanging all out everywhere. You can't lean to the side and let all the fat hang down on this side while you photo this side. But it's the gas. I think that's what it is. It's the gas, you know. And it's immoral and it's corrupt. Sit there and have your child 7 years old puffing on a blunt and being cute because he know how to do it. He know how to light it. Or my child can roll the blunt. But, you know, we kind of grew up the same. You know, I don't know about y'all. You know, I was sent to go light a cigarette on the stove once or twice. You know what I'm saying? So I can't, you know, I'm not, that's not that extreme, but it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah, they will never trust me like that. Because if I took it to the store, they wouldn't gonna trust me to do that like that.
Because if I took it to the store, they know I ain't gonna make it without puffing on it or something. Because that's the type of kid I was. You know, I wanted to know what everything was, how everything worked. You know,
my grandma learned that,
you know, cussing in front of, you know, not cussing in front of me, because, see, they used to spell stuff. You know, like, I'd be in the room, and they'd be like, that's some S-H-I-T. So the one day I said shit, they realized, okay, this spelling ain't going to work no more.
Shit.
Because she reads now. You know, she know how this stuff works. So, you know, I don't know. I guess it all depends on just the way, where you live and the way you come up and your own upbringing and how you have your kids acting and stuff. Because I would never tolerate no shit like that. If I saw something like that, I would definitely try to correct it and not pull my damn camera out and record it and post it somewhere and think it's cute, because it's not. It's real ignorant and it's stupid. And the adult look more ignorant than the child standing there because they don't really know a whole lot better. So that's just my message to the dumbass. Okay, so now I wanted to make it a little bit lighter on some topics that we can relax on a little bit. And I wanted to kind of ask the guys, I know they're going to flip around on me, but, like, what is the strangest thing a woman has ever asked you to do to her sexually in the bedroom? So either one of you can go first. It don't really matter.
Cut your boy?
Want to do no strange thing for a piece of chain?
Cut your boy that got quiet.
Quiet little motherfucker, but he might be out there fishing. He might be hooking the line.
Yeah, he might be baiting his hook right there.
So. Oh, my bad. I'm here, man. Let me think about it. I'm going to say, it's a mess of crazy stuff, man. I can't really just say something she done asked me, but I've dealt with shit. She got mad at me because I wouldn't talk to her while we was having sex. I was like, what the fuck you want me to say? I'm concentrating. I ain't got time to hold no conversation with you and shit. I'm not in conversation mode right now. I'm not in conversation mode.
Yeah. You have to turn the music up loud. You're gonna have to say something, you have to tell us good or something, ask questions. You get tired of that shit. She get in her mode. She get tired of asking them questions. Like, who pussy is this? Like that? Feel good, don't it, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me how I feel. Flip it around on her. Tell me how you like that. Tell me how you like that. Say
yeah.
Something. Go ahead on. Tell me you like it. Feel good, don't it? Hear that? Hear daddy how that feels. Huh? Yeah. Gonna be coming that pussy on your titties, on your face. Where you gonna be coming? By the time you finish flipping that shit around, she'll be like, shh. You be hitting that. She be like, what you say? Just kiss me. Just kiss me. You know, I mean, you got to define strange, man. I'm a freaky individual, man. I don't really define nothing that's strange, man. I mean, other than, you know, like, I won't even say body fluids. I say waste. You know what I'm saying? Urine, feces, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's a hard habit for me. Yeah, that's a hard habit for me, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't biggie. You know what I'm saying? After I shit it on her, right? You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting down like that, man. Because you know what I'm saying? It's like, after you do that, you got to run it through the car wash. And you know you can't never look at a woman the same after physically shit on her. You know what I'm saying? So I don't do that. But I mean, it's like, man, you know, I done spit a couple of places. You know what I'm saying? I done did some laughing, some joking. You know, I mean, I done did some binding and tying. I done did some whipping. You know what I mean? I done did a variety of things, man. So it's not really, you can't really say weird, man. You know, I done strapped on a toy, man, and hit her in both holes. So it's not really, no strange for the kid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, once the sex starts jumping off and shit, you know what I'm saying? I go furl on a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, you know, Captain Caveman up in that bitch. I get to pounding my chest, pounding her chest. You know, I might slap the shit out of her in the middle of some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because she looked away when I said, look at me. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know, I'm kind of like, I get back. Yeah, I get in the sack. I turn into a real dominant motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? If I stay killed this way 1 inch, that motherfucker better be killed at 1 inch exactly. You know what I'm saying? Or some ass is going to get smacked. Or I tie that motherfucker and bind to that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, it's all kind of shit.
You know, went up to a whole nother tone in voice speaking.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know how I get. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers that know me, man, know, you know, when you start talking about sex, that's my era expertise. You know what I'm saying? I can teach a class on that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit, man, you know, hey. Motherfucking right. Say that again. Yeah. When it comes down to fucking, man, I can sit on a bench with Albert Einstein, you know what I'm saying, with Sir Isaac Newton, you know what I mean? It's like, hey,
it's,
you know,
all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose.
Motherfucking
good
right. Day, you know what I'm saying? Shit, man. You know, hey, I taught Socrates some shit on this shit. But I mean, it's strange, man. I mean, I ain't going to lie, when I was younger, the first time a chick said spit in my mouth, I guess, you know what I'm saying? It was like a little surprising, man. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know what I mean? Shit, like, when you kiss, it is exchange, so not even strange to me no more.
Yeah,
I spit in a bitch mouth. I spit in her ass. I spit in her pussy. I call her name. Whatever, you know, whatever. It's like, when you getting to know a woman, if you're not engaging in conversation and having sexual talk, you know, paying attention to her face when you talk about doing different things or saying that you know people that's into this, into that, finding out what she likes. You're not paying attention to her body when you actually up in it. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, you're going to miss out on some stuff, man, because I know some women that, like, you know, no knock on the country for it, but I mean, that talking to them take them to a whole other level. I mean, just the verbalization, the tone of your voice, the growling and the moaning and the, you know, and the shut the fuck up and give me the motherfucking pussy and, you know what I'm saying, throw that shit back and shit like that. That, you know, that'll have them like squirting all over the motherfucking place, take it to another level. Like I said, it's like, hey, you know, when your woman asks you to do something, player, you know what I'm saying? You know.
I'm down for pleasing the woman. I ain't never against that. It was just like she just hit me with this whole, you know, like she wanted to like hold the fucking conversation. Like, how was your day? You know what I'm saying? Like in the middle of say, oh, how was your day? Well, I'm in the middle of something. I ain't got time to ask you how your day was. I ask you that when you first get here.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She want to hold a conversation. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Like, she threw me for a loop.
Now, when you grab her by her motherfucking throat, flip her over, put on her face, and put her face in the pillow, grab a handful of her hair, cut your boy, slap that ass. Be like, my day was a little frustrating. Let me work this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Take this. You know what I'm saying? With her ass stinging, she'd be like, my ass stinging. Yeah, my day was a little frustrating. You know. I'm better now. Thank you, baby. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yes, wow. Tweety B. You know. I said, Tweety B. Tweety B. Tweety B. What's the strangest thing a man ever asked you to do? You already know what it is, man. Spit it out. I'm not saying that's what he asked you to do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jesus, this is a thing. I never got asked to do strange shit because I'm a strange individual naturally. So, but I tell you something that caught me off guard one time. I was having an actual sexual conversation with someone. And for a while, they were telling me that they had, like, this physical attraction to me, whatever, they, you know. We were having a conversation one night late, and he was like, how would you feel if I asked you to strap on a dick and fuck me with it?
What?
That was the strangest encounter. And now, see, he was looking at the pictures and the mask and the, you know, and all this old stuff that I'd be into and thinking that I would do some shit like that. Now, he apparently didn't know me because I immediately went in on his ass hard because I ain't with that gay shit. I don't give a damn what you try to claim like you is bisexual. There ain't no bisexual. Your ass gay. If you would like some shit like that did to you, to me, you need to go find you a dude, because that's what you want, not no female, you know, and that's just how I feel about it. And that was the strangest thing that ever got asked of me, that was just far left, that what happened. But,
That goes on a lot, though, man. You find it strange, like, when you sit and we live in a society of greedy people. I say greedy because it's like Sodom and Gomorrah, man, you know what I'm saying? Rome, you know, these empires in which is so much a plethora of wealth and excess, you know what I'm saying? You got people who they trying everything, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's just some stuff, man, that it's like, I tell people, man, I'm a masculine dude, you know what I'm saying? I like dominant type shit. If I really like a chick, you know, I let her ride. But I prefer being on top. You know what I'm saying? The feminine chicks that I know that's extreme like that, they like being on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? The real submissive chicks, I mean, they don't mind riding a dude or whatever, but they get their pleasure from being, like, in a submissive position. That's why I say it's a lot of strange stuff, man, like all the whole little eating the pussy from the back became such a big thing, and everybody was doing it, everybody was saying it, and this and that. And then dudes started talking about getting their dicks up from the back. Like, how the fuck you do that? What kind of position do you actually get in? You know, what kind of masculine stance can you take for that to happen? You know, you laying on your stomach, you on your hands and knees, You know what I'm saying? Any type of way you can pull your stuff back, it's tucked up behind you. You know what I'm saying? Man, all the important stuff on a man, woman is right here in the front. So you need to get on around here where the action is at. You know what I'm saying? This is like what they call this is a reverse mullet. You know what I'm saying? The party in the front and the front. Ain't nothing going on in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's right here, man. You know what I'm saying? All this shit is right here. All the business is right here. You know what I'm saying? Only thing back there, it's like a Volkswagen, the engine in the back. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to lift the hood up. We moving forward. You know, so, I mean, it's like, I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot from females, though. A lot. There's a lot of females that I talk to tell me dudes ask that.
Well, it's not a normal thing for me. And the fact that the motherfucker came at me like that pissed me off. So, I ain't spoke to him since. But it's like, I ain't with that type of shit. But some guys do like, it's kind of like, you know, lick the little hole down there. That's different. To me, it's different. That's not a gay act. Because you get your asshole licked, it feels good. You know what I'm saying? Dude. But ain't nothing going in there. It ain't being altered in no type of way. You know what I'm saying? But some
stay outside, though. Knock on the door. Man, just wipe the window. She don't need to come inside. Just wipe the window. Do the drive-by.
Ain't no reason to be coming in.
Yeah, keep it knocking, but you can't come in.
Yeah.
You know, and then even that though, on some real shit, even that, I'm not finna be fronting and faking like I don't like it, like it ain't, you know, something that I enjoy now and then. But it's like, what position can you get in to really enjoy that? You feel what I'm saying? It's like, you gotta be like sitting on the couch, the edge of the couch or something. Because I ain't finna just, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I'm not finna get in no feminine position to enjoy no sexual activity. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand that. I don't understand. You know, chicks say, dude say, let me lick your ass. The chick like, okay, she turn around. You know, he all on his hands and knees with his face in the pillow or with his hands spreading his stuff open. Like, whoa. You know, and now she's feeling some kind of way.
Man.
Like, you know, like you too comfortable. Like
damn,
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you was going to sit on the chair, man, lift a leg up or something.
You know what I'm saying?
Work the whole business. You know what I'm saying? Work the whole business. Then it's even worse, because one chick tell me a nigga, he pull his drawers to the side for her to do it. Like, now she can't even get to his stuff. So it's like, you know, one thing available. Like, what the hell wrong with you, man? I just think it's like, it's a whole nother level, man. I think when people say freak, either they underuse the word or they underuse what they really about, man. I just think it's like a female told me, she say, dude asked her about the strapping on thing, and they go through a big debate. And for 1 hour, he attempted to convince her that it wasn't gay because it was a woman doing it. He say it's called pegging. That's what they call it. It's called pegging. And I'm saying, look, anytime, man, you want your ass brained out, you want something hard in your ass. I mean, even to this extent, chick laid back. She said her dude, you know, her friend telling her dude, he working the little thing. He got the toy, you know. She happy, like, he's so confident. He working the toy on doing his thing. And then when he finished, he don't tell her, like, lick it off and while he go to work on something else. He licked off the toy, like, I don't understand how you could take a phallic-shaped object and put it in your mouth and lick on it and then slide it in there and suck the last of it off and make smacking sounds. She said he did it in too professional a fashion.
What the fuck?
Strange stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? But I don't knock them, man. I advocate, man, all of you dudes that like dudes, come out the closet, be free. This is 2014. Be gay, be happy, be gay. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with that. Because I really think that it's wrong for you to be contaminating the coochie, man, with boo-boo penis. I really feel like that's wrong. Just saying. I think the down low is really like the foulest shit on the planet. You know what I'm saying? I think I think a down low dude should be sent to jail for rape because he is not giving a woman he's not giving a woman the right to choose. If you fucking dudes and you fuck dudes or getting fucked by dudes, your woman should know. She should have a right to choose to say, no, I don't want to be with a dude that has sex with dudes, because there's a whole nother level of disease factor that go on. You know what I'm saying? And so if you're not telling, then what you're doing is you tricking a chick up out of her stuff, man, in a way that she don't have a right to choose. So I feel like she should be able to say, hey, man, look, the dude raped me. Call the police. I think he should go to jail for that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, man, not only do she got to figure out, like, how many chicks you sleeping with, now she got to figure out how many dudes you sleeping with, how many chicks them dudes are sleeping with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's the whole level, man? I really feel like the download thing, man, it's like really, especially, man, 2014. You know what I'm saying? You got rights. You can get married. You can do whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? It's no shame, no stigma really attached to it anymore. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, you know, they got talk shows on national television. Man, they popular, man. I mean, you know, it's not really a stigma attached to it. I mean, in the community, we do it. You know what I'm saying? But we more do it because a dude be trying to be closeted with it. We all grew up with that one young dude that was a sissy. We knew he was a sissy, and he was cool. We never tripped off him. He hung out with our sisters, ran with them. You know what I'm saying? He acted funny. Riz was kind of broke a little bit. We never not grew up gay. We always knew he was. It wasn't no like, oh, man, he gay. I mean, if you gay, man, you don't got to, like, I don't need that announcement, really. If we boys, we boys. But, I mean, if you suck penis, let me know, or I won't let you get my can of beer or, you know what I'm saying, puff on my blunt or something. I have a right to know that. You know what I'm saying? I have a right to know that. You know what I'm saying? It's just some stuff I really feel like, you know, it's that time, you know.
Right.
But speaking of that, man, you know, hopefully, man, if everything come together, man, I'm going to be having a roundtable discussion, man, about, you know, that subject and several other subjects, man, concerning black boys, man, on Thursday's special episode of this content, man. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much locked in, man, but, you know, I don't want to say a bunch of things, man, because some people have committed, but, you know, it's the ink ain't dry, so... You know what I'm saying? But it's like, man, we really, you know, just to take that subject a little serious for a second, it's like, man, we really have to try to just make that clear, man. Down low is not cool. You don't have to be that way. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like because you're sending the wrong message to these little boys that for whatever reason have decided or feel like they gay or whatever, man, that they got to hide too. You know what I'm saying? And in the hiding, it's a stigma. And when you have to hide something, man, it's emotional build-up, man, that can never have a positive result. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's no different than a woman that have to hide she being abused with the makeup and stuff like that. The timidness and the anger and the explosive shit and being upset with her kids real quick and losing her temper. All those things, man, are results, man, of being forced to pretend you somebody or in a situation that you're not. So if a little boy is gay, he should be able to talk to his dad, talk to his uncle, talk to somebody on the block, man, or whatever, man, without feeling like, you piece of shit, get up out of here, man. If that's what you are, that's what you are, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock nobody. It's not my place to judge you. You know what I'm saying? It's not my place to judge you. I won't deny what the Bible say, but I won't judge myself because I'm not in keeping with everything. I'm pretty sure that my dietary habits are not in keeping with, you know what I'm saying, what Leviticus say I'm supposed to eat, not supposed to eat. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm not on point with that. So I feel like, you know, it's God's place to judge a person. It's not mine, you know. So, I mean, you know, if your kid is gay, your daughter, your son, whatever, talk to them, man. Make them feel good, man. Stop having them old punk-ass, faggot-ass, sissy, nasty motherfucking conversations in front of your kid. You know what I'm saying? Because you're making it impossible for them to talk about stuff. Stop being so judgmental in front of your kids because you make it hard for your kids to come to you. If the kids see you judgmental and talk all your business, they're ashamed to come to you. You know what I'm saying? Don't be that person. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, I don't want to hijack the show because I know I have a tendency to get a little long-winded myself. But, I mean, you know, guys are powerful like that, man. You know, when they breathe, you know what I'm saying, the whole world shakes. So, you know, I get on my little thing every now and then. You know, Sweetie B.
Yes.
It's Sweetie B, baby. You
know what, you
ignorant
as fuck. Okay, guys, we're going to get into some of this
Frenzy music. We're going to play this King, and we'll be back in just a minute. You guys hang on tight for more Grown Folks Business.
Right.
I'm never hug you in my dreams. Having thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. A crown a king. A crown a king. All hell the king. All hell the king. A crown a king. A crown a king. I'm never hug you in my dreams. Having thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. A crown a king. A crown a king. All hell the king. All hell the king. A crown a king. A crown a king. Oh.
Progression is excellent. Man, Pepsi ball hard with the best of them. Can't many of these niggas stand next to him. She know I got good D, he already tested him. These niggas get comfortable, that's why I'm going where they can't. Get too thirsty for these lame hoes, somebody grab him a drink. But I'm present. She likes that. I put a note on that ass and she writes back. She say hungry for the D and I'm a light snack. When she post it, I like that. Fuck your inbox and your DM. I chase money AMPM. If I'm chilling with your BM, probably scheming on that BM. My W, I let it buzz you. Man, I be the man with the shit. Fuck with you. She like pressure. Yes, I wanna lay up with you. My dick like shit. She gon' fall in love with you. Success on my mind while perfecting my grind. Man, there's no falling off or no wasting no time. Now you took me a while, but I took it. I put all options on film and I waited them out. His friends, who the fuck she? Man, God be the only thing above me. This shit so fucking cold. Now your bitch on me like a snuggie. I'm building my kingdom, no thoughts of a queen. The day that I perish should never be seen. So no air in my lungs, always chasing my dreams. And the things that I see, only see my king.
I'm gonna hug you in my dreams. I've been thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. A crown a king. Hey, crown the king. All hell the king. All hell the king. Hey, crown the king. Hey, crown the king. I'm never hug you in my dreams. Having thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. Hey, crown the king. Hey, crown the king. All hell the king. All hell the king. Hey, crown the king. A crown of king. Oh.
I'm a little boy with a dream, a young man open up. Who was gonna become a king? Who knew a thing? Who would believe that the king would be Castle McKee? Bitch, we don't walk around with that confidence. You walk around with incompetence. Looking dumb as shit. And the dumbest shit is that my lowest accomplishments is your best fucking compliment. And aside from that, all I do is get better. I was raised in Wisconsin. All I do is get cheddar. Go get it, gotta get it. I can get it however. Go further, go figure. I'm that nigga forever. At whatever. And niggas keep hating my crew, and they can hate everything that we do as we do it, but we are not worried about you.
No, no,
we are not worried about you.
Oh,
here is some advice for you. You should be worried about us. Me and my crew, if we ever are worried about food. But niggas getting on my last nerve, and they bitches give me cash out they purse. And why you tryna take her from A to B? She see me for the D first, king first. Everything I got, it was well deserved. So fuck what you think, keep your thoughts reserved. I thought you niggas was well taught by niggas about to talk and talking. Go get your feelings hurt. Abusing these rookies, I make this look easy. Abusing your breezy, I make her look sleazy. Abusing her wallets and pockets, she buying me shots. I'm abusing my limits, but
I'm never hug you in my dreams. Having thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. A crown a king. A crown a king. All hell the king. All hell the king. A crown a king. A crown a king. I'm never hug you in my dreams. Having thoughts of them calling me king. I dream about living my dream. I'm pressured by dreams of a king. A crown a king. A crown a king. All hell the king. All hell the king. A crown a king. A crown a king. Ah.
Let me ask you this. So you think you're a king? What makes you a king, nigga? Huh? What fucking sacrifices have you made? Nigga, you won't come with me. No motherfucking food in your finger, right? What the fuck you asking for? King is. Show you what the fuck a king do. Show you how the fuck a king is. King. all kings rise. Woo. Woo. Zombie pack. Cash on the key. Forever. She never gonna stop. She ain't never gonna stop. She running through my motherfucking veins, nigga. This is me. Key. RoyWoodJr.com.
Hello.
Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I call you on behalf of the Federal Social Security Administration Division. I call you about your Social Security check.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. I call to let you know that we're going to be reducing your check because the government is having cutbacks right now in the midst of everything that go on with the hurricane and the gas price, and we try to help the gas and the surplus of the nation. So we will cut your check back down to $250 for the next 12 months.
And, oh, no, y'all won't?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No, sir.
Ma'am, do not.
You better tell them folks or have them hurricane folks. They better get them a job. That works for mine. They better get up and work for them.
No, that's fine. How could you say something so insensitive that is not nice to say about the hurricane people, because they are trying to get back on their feet? This is not just about hurricane rebuild. This is about the gas price and help the gas price.
Nobody has to have a car. Let them walk like I do.
Shut up and be a good American, please. And
man, I'm not setting about being no good American, no bad American, because I'm not even an American. I'm just a person living in America. There's no such thing as a good or a bad American.
And I bet I'd be a bad American if I come and slap you for hollering at me like that.
No, if you come and slap me, you'll be a dead American, because I'm going to fuck you up.
No, ma'am, you will not touch me, because I'm a trained...
If you touch me...
I'm a trained Mabuti warrior from the Buya tribe.
I don't give a damn what tribe from you from. I'm from the kick-ass tribe. Put your paws on me, I'm going to try my best. The fuck you.
I'm trained in shield and I'm trained in spear.
I don't give a damn about no spear.
But
I'll whoop your ass on GP. You waste your time. Don't waste my damn time talking about my check.
We will, ma'am, it is going down to $250, and then we will
if it does, I'm going to find your ass and whoop it till it go back up.
Baba, what you do not understand is that the federal guidelines in regards to the Social Security state that the government, in time of financial economic crisis and big deficit, we can check.
You get through to doing all that talking, the government, the Bush has to come here and knock on the door and tell me some shit like that, because what you saying ain't meaning shit.
Ma'am, if you read your paperwork, if you do have to read, you can read the paperwork. Yeah. You're not getting your check, motherfucker. You not.
I ain't worried about that. You don't let it come. I'll whoop your ass through a rope like okra. Come around here and I skin your ass like I skinned that catfish last night.
I'm from G-Unit. I'm in the G-Unit.
I wouldn't give a damn if you was from the Hoochie Coochie tribe from Mississippi. I don't give a damn about nobody, too.
This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo, ma'am. You
don't respect
me.
I don't give
me.
A damn about you saying you doctor.
I'm from the Nigeria, the American blacks.
I don't
you
care
should
where
respect
you from.
Me. You respect me. I will come to the Alabama. I will slap you, baby.
Yeah, but I'll slap your ass to sleep, too. You hobo your way up here in Alabama fussing with me iPad back. You just hobo your way up here.
Don't ask me how I do it, just know I do it. Hey, 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 boy. Yeah. Check. Today is a new day and zero fucks is given. Return of that nigga known for Jack Honey Swillin'. And I ain't shit yet, I'm sure my day is coming. When every day is payday, y'all hoes can't tell me nothing. Yes, it makes perfect sense, the way I be chillin' shit. They be lurking and cursing, they know for certain the curtains. Who's that? That nigga low? We'll swoop in, snatch your hoe. With the quickness I get bitches, that's your main hoe if you don't know. Boy, look, I'm out here, just waiting on my turn. And these suckers still doubt me, I guess these suckers gotta learn. I'm not even a teacher, I'm a preacher with ether. You need that damage with this package, your career is not lasting, my nigga, I pull up to the club, only 4D. And all the gear I rock, got it jerky. Gangsters fuck with me, and the bitches too. And they be asking, what the fuck that nigga do? I get, moolah, I get that. Bitches, I get that. Respect, I get that. Great sex, I get that. Boy, I get it. Man, that's around town, low drip.
Now I'ma tell the truth and the whole truth.
Okay.
I can't be touched, you think enough, my swag is living proof.
Okay.
But yet and still they wanna check my status.
Check your status.
They think they local, I'm trying to reach around the Atlas.
Yeah.
B-A-D with my chick beat. In the lane be ride swiftly. Ride a shotgun, trying to pop one of them niggas who swear that they got one of them hits. That's bullshit, cause they know my records got the full clip. So Wavy got them a band of shit. Do they know who they fucking with?
Nah.
Called a corner, just pulled off of Chris Donner. Nobody got a swag like mine. I left that bitch right on the corner with a transformer, a court reporter. To tell the events so you missed the poster. The takeover, the break's over. Young Riviera, I am a closer, nigga. What?
I pull up to the club, only 4D.
4D.
And all the gear I rock, got it dirty. Gangsters fuck with me, and the bitches too. And they be asking, what the fuck that nigga do? I get, moolah,
I get that.
Bitches,
I get that.
Respect,
I get that.
Great sex,
I get that.
Boy, I get it. Man, that's around town, low sugar.
I want everybody to get ready to give their final thoughts for this grown folks business. We can start at the top of the board with the guy, Hey Wu.
Hey, man. shit, man. My final thought, man, is this, man. You know what I'm saying? Start acting and conducting yourself in a fashion in which, man, you know what I'm saying, you want to be reflective, you know. Conduct yourself in a fashion in which you wouldn't mind somebody emulating. Deal with people the way that you want people to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking you to be a role model. I'm simply asking you to be a human being. You know what I'm saying? Understand that we share this planet with a lot of other people, man. And when we brush up against people, everybody we touch, we affect in some type of way, whether positive or negative. You know what I'm saying? Try to get your positive shit up, man, like you try to get your Twitter following and your likes on a picture on Facebook up. You know what I'm saying? You want to get your YouTube views up. You know what I'm saying? Try to be positive, man. You know, get your kids to be positive. Raise your children. You know, other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay, and y'all get over there, man, on Twitter, man, and just follow Friday, man. Follow my boy Daytona Gold. That's DayTonaGold, man. You know what I'm saying? Follow my boy. He's trying to do some good things, man. Trying to bring some of that old school good Cali music back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can follow me as well, man, over on Twitter at the God Hey Ru is the Hey Ru Cootie Reborn. TheHeruKutiReborn. Hey Ru Cootie Reborn, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to have some special things going on explicit content, man, this Thursday. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't nothing but just me talking about some bunch of shit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be a whole lot of music, man. It's going to be some dialogue, man, about some serious things, some things that are near and dear to my heart. And I feel like it's about that time. So we're going to try to get this movement started. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of young black boys that ain't crossed that line of no return yet. You know what I'm saying? It's an accepted fact that, you know, there are some knuckleheads that have crossed the thing, and until they get some bumps, bruises, and scars, they ain't gonna see the truth. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to catch those who haven't got there yet, and they, you know, send a shout out or plant a seed with those who have crossed the line or what have you, man. You know, I'm expecting some cool people, some knowledgeable, silent brothers to be there. So, you know, make sure y'all tune in, man. You know, and that's it for me, man. You know what I'm saying? Country boy.
man, look, man, everybody, you know, we had some good conversations going on today. So I hope everybody takes something from what we said. You know, if one person did it, hey, I'm good with that. One person at least listened, you know what I'm saying, to what we said and took some positive out of it. I mean, but if you're a parent, stop and pay attention to your conduct around your children, man. Because the way you conduct yourself is what your children see. You know, if you always got friends over, you kicking it every night, you got something going on every night, you know, even if you got a job, if you work or not, because I know some who do it and they go to work the next day, every day, every night they party and go to work the next day. But they ain't got responsibilities. If you got kids, you have a responsibility. You can't party every night. You can't do that stuff. You know, it's time you laid down, so now it's time to be a parent. So step up to the plate and take care of your kids and make sure that they are following you and not what they see on TV or what they hear on the music. You can find me at Country Boy, D. Ham, Country Boy, KUNTRY _DHAM on Twitter. Come follow me. Holla at me.
All right, that's what's up. And y'all, it's KUNTRYBOYY _DHAM. Make sure you get that right. and follow him over there on Twitter. Okay, I want to say,
I'll be my boy.
Right. Everybody, check us out Monday night on Monday. And she can come through and be part of that. And explicit content on Thursdays. Both of those shows are 8-10. So make sure you set it in your calendars. Hang out with us on them days.
Yep. 8-10.
Yeah. 10. So, like, do you guys have anything
Eastern
that's going on in the area?
Hold on. Let me before we move on, let us make this clear for those people that don't understand. We are on Eastern time. So Manic Monday, explicit content, or 8-10 Eastern time. If you live in Central time zone, that's an hour. If you live on on the West Coast, Pacific, I believe, you know what I'm saying? It's 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? So be aware of that, man. 5 o'clock is 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? 7 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, is 8 o'clock. So y'all just be sure, man. Y'all be aware that noon is noon Eastern. Same thing. 3 hours early. It's 9 o'clock for me. And, 11 o'clock in Texas, certain parts of Texas. I think it, after that, it gets to being in the Eastern time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, y'all be aware of that, man. You know, we had a couple of misunderstandings or excuses or whatever they are. And one more thing, man, you know what I'm saying? A couple of people done made some promises over here, man. Y'all better come through and make do on them promises, man, because I ain't going to keep on being held back. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just I actually do sit on the board. I'm not just an employee here. You know what I'm saying? I can always veto some shit on my show. So I'm blasting y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? So be conscious of that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Rukuti is a bird. You know what I'm saying? That's why Tweety a bird. So be aware of that. You know what I'm saying?
Tweety bird.
Yeah, come through, man. Come through. These promises and bullshit. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of disloyal motherfuckers that don't even say hi no more. They done jumped ship. You know what I'm saying? They done moved in with the other family members. You know what I'm saying? We ain't in eye with the other family members or nothing like that. But you know, they over there being some, you know what I'm saying, some neglectful ass, ungrateful ass motherfuckers. Some motherfuckers we dragged out of cave, you know, gave a platform to speak and had they shit heard. Coming through here with some raggedy ass music and shit, and the motherfuckers inspire them to do better. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm going to be dropping lugs for a minute, then I'm going to start saying names. You know what I'm saying? The boy got
it's
it.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose.
Like the motherfucker said,
good day, sir.
It's on the internet. It's on there forever. And for y'all is all that don't know who I'm talking about, or if you think I'm talking about you, run your mind back, flash back, go over some shit. Any promises or bullshit you done made, if we done did some shit for you, if we done supported you and you not supporting us, y'all gonna get it, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna get it. Some of y'all done already got removed from my little Follow Friday tweets. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's about that time, man. Y'all owe us. We do. You know what I'm saying? We
those who forgot that was over here, I'm the hammer on this motherfucker, Joe. You know what I'm saying? I will get in that ass. You know what I'm saying? No problem at all. So, you know, you're listening to me, fool. You know what I'm saying? You better come through and holler, man. Show some respect, man. Show some appreciation. You know, the people that you with now, you met them through us. So understand that, man. You know? Anyway, man. Meanwhile, on grown folks' business, man.
All right.
Yeah,
the clouds are out.
It's
what it is.
It's real. It's real in the field.
It's real over here. So it is what it is. And thank everybody for listening that called in. Actually, online listening to us via internet. Thank you so much for your support. And continue to do that. When you come over here to the actual Blog Talk Radio Tweety Bird Central website, make sure you click that follow button and follow us. The numbers are doing better. The numbers are getting up. People are getting the word that we're on the air. I want to ask all of the hosts on Grown Folks Business as well as the other hosts for the other shows to make sure that you get out to people, you share. You can go over to the link yourself and share from there and tag people to it, you know, just to help get the word out and let people understand what we're doing over here and, you know, let the artists know that they can be heard over here. So I just want to challenge you guys to do that, too, so we can get our numbers and everything where we want them to be. Okay, so I guess that's it, and I want to thank everybody again for listening. And we're getting ready to get out of here. We're going to play some of this Lowski. Take off some clothes, and we are out the door. We will see you next week on Grown Folks Business. Holla, holla.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
I know that you've been waiting. Let me be your waiter. I see you when I go to the door. I'm in a bed. Let me lay you down, yeah, let me lay you down, but
I'm digging you. I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for?
Shabbat, take off them clothes. Take off them clothes. Shabbat, take off them clothes. Take off them clothes. Shabbat, take off them clothes.
I'm digging you. I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for?
Shabbat, take off them clothes.
Game over.